The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This is an encore commentary on political correctness, which I recorded and read on KSCO exactly 4 years ago. It was sent to me by a Scottish friend from Scotland, written by a very bright author unknown. I truly believe that political correctness has been and continues to be the most paramount destructive factor in the moral deterioration in our world today. It creates a sick society which, along with socialism, has rendered all of Europe impotent and irrelevant as a world contributor. It's called obituary notice. Common sense died 24/7, 365 in North America's heart, USA. Today we are mourning the passing of a beloved old friend by the name of Common Sense, who had been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he was. His birth records were long ago lost in bureaucratic red tape. He will be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come in out of the rain, why the early bird gets the worm, and that life isn't always fair. Common Sense lived by simple, sound financial policies like do not spend more than you earn, and reliable parenting strategies like adults, not kids, are in charge. His heart began to rapidly deteriorate when well-intentioned but overbearing political regulations were set in place. For example, results of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate, teens suspended from schools for using mouthwash after lunch, and a teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer aspirins to a student. However, the schools did not have to inform parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Finally, Common Sense lost the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband, churches became businesses, and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common Sense finally gave up the ghost after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot, spilled a bit on her lap, claimed McDonald's did not warn her, and then was rewarded a huge settlement. Common Sense was preceded in death by his parents, Truth and Trust, his wife, Discretion, his daughter, Responsibility, and his son, Reason. He is survived, however, by 2 stepchildren, U.A. Victim and Ima Weiner. Not many attended his funeral because so few realized he was gone. If you remember him, pass this on. If not, join the majority and do nothing. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.